Welcome to SILRAP Podcasts. You are about to listen to a service of the Center for International Law Research and Policy.
Dear colleagues, dear colleagues of the panel, thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much for this invitation. I'm honored to be here, for sure, but I'm also here to express the words of our director, Klaus Radwitz, and our interim director, Christian Much, because we are proud to participate and collaborate with the center and to keep on this track for the future and to follow in the next step of the process. When you were speaking, I remember one quote of the International Law Commission that said that interpretate treaties is in some extent rather an art. It's an art rather an exact science. And what you are doing with your books and putting those pictures, and mixing other things from outside, it's doing that. It's mixed two science and not an exact science, but an art. We are doing art, trying to interpretate the law since the very beginning. I know that I don't have too much time, so I will say that the importance of this conference is to rethink about what we are doing in the processes in the international level and in the national level. I have seen the list of the presenters, and I have seen many names that I know from the past, but that I'm sure that they have something to say for the future. I always remark this when I talk about international law. We have to keep on the track of Vespasian Pella. We have to think in the law of the future and how we can improve this to create deterrence. At the Academy, we have three main objectives. It's sustainable peace through justice. We use the Nuremberg principles and we try to work for the rule of law. Those are the same objectives that the center has, and in this project we can see that, and we will keep working on that because of the common objectives that we have. So just to close and to make this short, so we can start with the final session, and I will have the time to discuss and to make many other remarks in session four about transparency, cooperation, and participation in preliminary examinations. I want to thank again Professor and thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For more open access audio recordings, films, and publications, go to silrap.org.